In Northwest News from KPLU, the people who build and design airplanes for Boeing in the Puget Sound region have been the focus of a unique two-decade-long study. A team of professors from the University of Puget Sound has surveyed thousands of them to track how the company has transformed over time and what that's meant for employees. They say Boeing offers a window into how the broader American economy is changing as companies emphasize the bottom line, cutting costs, and outsourcing work. They've just published their newest book about Boeing's workforce. It's called Emerging from Turbulence. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross spoke with one of the authors, Leon Grunberg.
As you went back to speak with the current and retired Boeing workers, what surprised you most?
Yeah, I think to simplify and generalize a lot, those who knew the old Boeing, the heritage Boeing as it's called, still have very, very fond memories of their past experiences. They have a very rosy, if you like, almost wistful view. So there was a very deep identification with the Boeing company and name, and a lot of pride in the way the company was a leader in aerospace. So that still remained. What we did find, though, that within that framework, some are very, very critical. There's a lot of bitterness towards the leaders about some of the decisions they made, specifically the 787 business model, which outsourced so much of the production, the devaluing of tribal knowledge that existed and had been built up over decades.
And one of the major sources of that discontent dates back almost 20 years ago when Boeing bought McDonnell Douglas. It's kind of amazing to me that something that happened that long ago still has such a outsized status in the history of the company.
I think it was so powerful because, in a sense, you have to go back and see what was lost. And it's hard to think of a corporation as a family, but that's how they describe it to us. And as I say, I think there's something magical still. Of course, it's in danger of perhaps disappearing, but there's still something magical about the Boeing name.
But what happened with that McDonnell Douglas purchase that really led to so much upheaval?
I think one of the stories in there, one of the people in there who is actually a kind of business consultant now, says that they were mainly finance guys. The way he put it is that they sort of cut through the Boeing people like a knife cut through butter, you know. So in some sense, the Boeing people were more sort of the engineering mentality, thinking about how to make cool products. And these guys were really focused on the bottom line. And so they changed the whole ethos of the company.
At the end of your book, you describe the transitions that you've documented at Boeing as an example of the unwinding of the post-war social contract in corporate America. So do you think that that has had serious repercussions or not? I mean, you point to Boeing having a record backlog and, you know, their profits are rising, revenue is rising. So has this had an impact?
I mean, that's a really interesting, puzzling kind of question, if you like. We're getting this sort of strange seeming contradiction, a sort of disgruntled, under pressure, stressed workforce, and yet companies seem to be doing very well. So the question is, as you say, does a worker-friendly culture matter? And I would say something that maybe doesn't have as much weight in the financial world, but on moral grounds or ethical grounds, yes, you know, because in the previous book we documented there were health and well-being effects. But I think even in terms of the economic or financial issues, if you scratch below the surface, and here I can only talk about Boeing, you see some problems and fallout from this short-term thinking. And I'm thinking here of the 787 model. They thought they were going to reduce risk dramatically. They thought they were going to cut costs and let other people take some of the risk. And what happened, of course, is that they were 3.5 years late. And at this point, I think it's about $30 billion in the hole. And they use something called program accounting, which means they spread out this $30 billion over the life cycle of the sort of program. So none of that is yet showing in the bottom line, if you like. So I think that's a warning about sort of having a short-term mentality. And I think the other argument that we would make, because we do want to say that the workplace culture matters, is that financial numbers tell only part of the story. You know, the care and concern that workers exhibit for what they do at Boeing thinking about innovative solutions to problems, coming in early, staying late when they need to, caring about the safety of the product and so on. That comes out of a lot of goodwill. And what happens when that goodwill starts to disappear? So I would say that for certain kinds of companies, this kind of bottom line mentality doesn't work.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're very welcome.
Leon Grunberg is the co-author of the book Emerging from Turbulence, Boeing and Stories of the American Workplace Today. He's a professor emeritus of sociology at the University of Puget Sound. The book was co-authored by UPS psychology professor Sarah Moore.